If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Let's talk about Easter.
Okay.
It's Good Friday. It's coming up. And we were talking about some stuff about peeps earlier. I want to talk about chocolate Easter bunnies and Easter egg hunts.
Okay. Yes. Talk about all kinds of Easter food because it's on 420.
Okay.
It's only been on April the 20th, like 3 times in 95 years or something like that.
Yeah, and all within the last, in the 2000s, I think, all within the last so many years.
Yeah.
Did you start prepping your banana pudding?
I'll prep that.
You going to brown those bananas?
Oh, I've already been told by family to bring the banana pudding.
Yeah.
All right. So they asked people, what are the most common Easter basket items? Chocolate bunnies, eggs, jelly beans, and peeps.
Yeah.
We consume about 90 million chocolate bunnies for Easter every year, 16 billion jelly beans, and get this, 1.5 billion peeps, even though people say they hate them.
Oh, wow.
How do you eat your chocolate bunny? A vast majority of people start with the ears. Only 16% go feet first, and 6% of you weirdos eat the butt first.
Now, if it's that little beady chocolate bunny, that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, if it's small, I just shove that sucker right in.
Yeah, well, you don't like the hollow bunnies. I like the hollow bunnies.
I'll eat any of them, but I prefer the chocolate bunny. You can almost do like an ice cream, just keep it in the wrapper at the bottom and just
there you go. Pull it back like a banana.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Apparently, hunting for eggs is our second favorite Easter tradition. Spending time with family is number one.
Aww.
Yeah, it is.
Easter brunch or Easter dinner is third, and then only half of Americans will dye Easter eggs this year, even though the egg prices are high.
Oh, yeah. They're going plastic eggs, or I think I read that somebody's going to paint marshmallows.
And potatoes.
Or something.
Potatoes, which is not, I think, a good idea.
Yeah, the marshmallows. They had some kind of, one of the companies had a little marshmallow kit.
Stay Puft.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. I'm going to do I'm just buying tricks for kids and just hiding those around the house. Yeah. They're little bitty tiny tricks.
You can pick them up at Walmart.
I don't have to dye them or anything. They're already different colors for me.
You know, they do have those little chocolate eggs that's wrapped up in the foil.
They talked about
those.
They do,
yeah.
They says people, the fillings. Most people like the solid chocolate ones, but about 1 out of 3 people like caramel filling. And 23% prefer hollow chocolate eggs.
But again, if you want a quiet Easter, just tell the kids you hid the eggs and not hide them.
And have them just go
look. And just have them look the whole dinner.
Hey, you know what? I saw an April Fool's Day trick when it's close to Easter is instead of like the chocolate eggs, you wrap them up like jelly beans or something in those eggs.
Oh.
Or a grape. You put a grape in the wrapped Easter egg wrap.
Yeah.
That's a good funny. April Fool's Day joke, yeah.
Okay, the White House is having an Easter egg roll. It will have 30,000 eggs this year. But before you worry they're wasting $15,000, they're not because they're donated by the American Egg Board. So it's not coming out of our taxpayer dollars for them to
donate them to the American people.
All right, yeah.
Well,
thank
it wouldn't
you.
Go very far. 30,000 eggs wouldn't.
I just need a dozen.
Okay, well, then, so does every one of the other 340 million people. Easter Sunday is the most popular church day of the year, with Christmas Eve followed and then Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Speaking of moms, Easter greeting cards are a big deal. If you couldn't find one you liked, it's your fault, because they have 273 different Easter cards this year from Hallmark. That's a lot of cards.
I did not know they did cards on Easter.
Oh, yeah. My mom sends one every year.
Does she?
Yeah, wow. She's big on Easter. And they said we'll spend $24 billion on Easter in 2025. When you factor in things like eggs, candy, gifts, clothes, the average spend is about $189 a person.
Oh, good. I didn't have a billion.
It was $24 billion.
I said we'll spend $24 billion. That's not individually. Good.
I'm glad you figured that out. So for us growing up, Easter was a fairly big holiday.
Yeah.
You definitely went to church in your Sunday best, and then you had a dinner with the family.
Now, I told you our church was right beside a graveyard, so the only place to hide eggs for the kids was in the graveyard on Papa's grave.
Behind the tombstones.
Yeah.
It's all right. I told you. I said those that are laying there probably enjoyed the excitement. It's the most exciting day of the year for them.
Yeah, we would always have an Easter egg hunt. Yeah. That's a big one.
What do you all eat for Easter dinner?
Yeah, I know there's a big thing about whether it's ham or what. I know we're doing turkey this year. I don't know if we're doing ham also.
Well, and a lot of people are saying, because the restaurants are packed. So make reservations early if you're trying to get those fancy restaurants.
It's a little late to tell them that now.
I'm talking Friday. To a friend yesterday, and her family's still trying to, they're looking for a place, and I'm like, good luck.
Yeah, it's late.
Good luck.
We're going to have a Hardee's Easter dinner.
That's right. You don't have to make reservations there.
Uh-uh. That's true. Yeah. You can go to Arby's, get some curly fries.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. I can't wait till they get that fish sandwich back.
They do. They have it
they
back.
Have it
I
back
had it
now.
Yesterday.
Now, have you had the cornbread fish sticks?
No,
I think that comes
that
out around
good.
Thanksgiving.
That sounds good.
Oh, they're good.
It's Easter, people.
Yeah.
I said Arby's, and I went, wow.
I don't want to celebrate with an Easter fish.
Hey, we could have fish for Easter.
But yeah, a lot of people, I mean, isn't Good Friday a fish day? Aren't you supposed to eat
on Friday fish.
Okay,
Fish Friday.
Go to Arby's.
I'm eating pot roast today. I should eat pot roast on Easter.
Okay, because if it's 420?
Yeah,
420.
Kevin, you got a one-track mind.
And this ties in, what is EastroTurf? EastroTurf, not AstroTurf. It's the grass that you put in the Easter baskets. And my grandpa, he would actually roll it up and smoke it. So,
well, this is something
tying in with 420.
This is something that I've told a few people.
He wasn't right, y'all.
And it's kind of a big deal to me. Okay. But I actually saw the Easter Bunny once when I was a kid.
Oh wow!
I had snuck out of my room because I heard something in the living room.
Yeah.
And I saw the Easter Bunny putting stuff in our baskets, and he was pretty tall too.
Wow.
But
did you get his autograph?
No, I didn't talk to him. I was totally scared I was going to get in trouble. So I saw him in a silhouette, but he had the big ears and everything.
Oh, wow.
So he is real, just to let people know. I definitely saw him.
Well, I can't wait because I'm looking for some fun on Sunday.
I don't know if you're going to get anything at this age, kiddo.
Come on, Easter Bunny. Don't let me down.
Make it happen, Easter Bunny.
Yeah. Being 420, you might see him.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, this could motivate your employees, or matter of fact, they might not work as well if you don't do this correctly.
Okay.
It's the music that you play at work. Now, we get music all the time. That's what we do here at B93.7.
Yeah.
But have you ever been into business and heard music being played and thought, I'd go crazy if I had to work here? Especially not sometimes it's like you walk into a club at some of those places in the mall and they got the music just thumping, thump, 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 thump.
I don't mind it unless sometimes it might be the heavy metal stuff in some of those stores. Like, was it Buckle or?
I don't know. Hollister's usually pretty much, I guess, pop. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't mind the elevator music that's like instrumental. I treat it like karaoke. I sing along.
Yeah, I can do that sometimes. Even grocery stores, they'll take you back a couple of years. Like, you'll be hearing songs in the 90s. And you're like, okay. And they say that makes you want to shop longer if you actually like the music. But a study found that bad background music at work can destroy employees' moods and productivity. Hmm. So if you're playing music at work, and because you got to come to agreement, if you got 70 people working for you, not everybody's going to agree on the music. So some of those people are going to be listening to something they don't want to hear, and that's not going to motivate them, and they're not going to, you know, do as well on that assembly line or wherever they are.
Well, hopefully you find something that at the worst case they just tune out, and the best case they're motivated by it.
Yeah.
Or they just do earbuds.
Yeah, depending on
where
you're
at. You can
have the
earbud in one ear. And
probably could.
Well, one convenience store that I've been in, it's different radio stations. I'll go in and they had us on one time. Yeah. And they'll rotate it, I guess, depending on the employees, but they can't hear earbuds because they're helping in customers. But I like when it's music playing.
I worked for a hospital once, and it was in the warehouse. We would gather stuff up and bring it to the hospital. We did that twice a day, delivered like bags of like saline solution or whatever.
Yeah.
And the guy who was in charge of the warehouse got to pick the music, and he would jam out to stuff. And sometimes it was like Kenny Rogers and stuff. And
oh,
you're
wow.
like, oh,
you
man, really?
Hold
I learned when to hold them, when to fold them. But that I could see how that would eventually you got to where you tolerated it, though. Yeah.
Well, and think about the holidays. They say employees who enjoy Christmas music can seem much more pleasant and engaging, but they hear it so many times, they go to work, and by the end of the Christmas season, they are tortured by that Christmas mm-hmm. music. And they're a little bit more grumpier the closer to Christmas that you get.
Because there's not a big option with Christmas music. It's just sang by different people.
Well, as far as the different songs. Right.
Like,
I got you.
Let's hear Bing's version, and then let's hear Dolly's version.
Yeah. It's still the same song.
Then Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Over and over. They play that every hour. All I want for Christmas is you.
I love it. Actually.
Yeah. Can we play it right now?
No, we cannot. It's way too early.
All I want for Christmas.
It's
me.
Yeah, but you know what? You've ever thought about, and I brought this up, at the beginning of the song it says, I don't want much for Christmas. That's the first like.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
And then it says, all I want is you. So what's that saying about you? I don't want much for Christmas, but I'll take you. Ever thought about that?
Gosh, no, not now.
Yeah, I know, right? Now I'm just going to listen to it and be like, I'm worthless.
Yeah.
Maybe that means he doesn't have to go out and spend money on her.
I guess.
He's free.
But as far as this study goes, bad music, they say big corporations probably won't do anything to change, but small businesses can benefit by allowing the staff to pick their own music within reason. Within reason.
They could put a jukebox up. I got the touch tunes app. You just put, and it rotates the employee songs.
Or we can just get the old fashioned, we can go like the Waffle House and have that jukebox right there.
Heck yeah. In the workplace. I love it.
I think your idea is good because you could actually charge the employees to pick songs.
Take it out of your paycheck.
Right? Like, I'm sick of listening to his, you know, Kenny Rogers. I'm going to put my own song in, even if it does cost me a quarter.
We'll give you 7 credits for $25 of your money.
Yeah. Wow, that's expensive.
They say they could also create maybe quiet zones for people that need a break from the music that they don't care for.
Whatever.
So playing music in the background, a lot of research is done too, just to let you know, when you do walk into the stores, there's a lot of research going into that music.
But what about businesses that need to play music for their customers? Like I was in a bar the other day waiting for an appointment, and so I just had to kill some time.
Yeah.
Well, I'm the only one at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing. It was no sound.
Just
and I'm
silence.
Just sitting there listening to the bartender breathe. And I'm like, gosh, they need music. Or the waiting room at the hospital or a doctor's office. How about a little lighthearted music while we're waiting for our appointment?
Okay.
That would make it then, you know, that 30-minute doctor running late and more enjoyable.
Okay.
Or you could have like just white noise playing in the background. I was in an office and I was in the restroom and I was the only one in there at that time. And
what are you doing?
And there's no, I listen, no, no, it's the restroom. So that was like,
earmuffs, y'all.
It's going to be white noise.
Get ready.
Noise.
But I was like, I thought it's really quiet in here.
I hate that.
Maybe we should have like a fan going. And then somebody came in and I was like, you could hear everything that they were doing. And I was like,
yeah.
And I wish there was like some background noise or something. Even if there was just some music, some light music, some music playing, something.
Well, you could always hum. That lady's humming in the stall.
Then they're going to pick up the phone and call Zero and be like, hey, I think we need security to come up here into the restroom.
Well, the reason they don't do more is because music costs a fortune.
No, that's true.
They charge you licensing fees, even little bars and little like haircut places.
Well, in some clubs, they have that bathroom attendant. Just put a band in there. Some one-man guitar just singing.
It's like, then you go to the tip jar and it's like, hey, I need y'all to play a loud one. Okay, just a loud one.
Let it go, let it go.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And it is time for us to try to give away some money. You know, we are excited. We're celebrating two new game shows on Game Show Network, Tic-Tac-Toe, followed by Bingo Blitz weeknight starting at 7 p.m. Eastern. And contestants on Tic-Tac-Toe compete to place their three marks in a row on a giant trivia board, and there are other players making strategic moves to try to block them from winning. And in this show, they have a chance to win $10,000. We are a little more limited on our budget, but we do have $100 to give away this morning.
I think we got $10,000. We just kept a lot of it.
I know, right?
Yeah. We're having a great vacation this year. Thank you all for listening.
Ours is a lot easier to win, too. Yes, we're playing our radio version of Tic-Tac-Toe, and we have Brian Crocker from Hodges on the line. How are you today, Brian?
I'm doing good, Tom. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you.
All right. See if you can get three in a row here.
Yeah, we have got three trivia questions for you. The first category is the social network. If someone sends you a DM on social media, you have received a direct what? A DM, message.
He said message.
Message is correct.
Yeah. I thought that was a dumb message.
That's just the ones you get.
Yeah, that's what I send.
The next category is enemies. I don't know why it's called enemies. I guess because there's competitors. Invented in 1929, what licorice-style candy has a long-standing rivalry with competitor Red Vines? Twizzlers, Ho-Hos, or Nerds?
No, I'm going to go with Twizzlers.
Twizzlers is correct. And for $100, the category is magic.
Ta-da.
What company
Y'all
claims...
making my heart race.
What's that?
He's making his heart race. Okay.
What company claims their cookies are baked by elves in their hollow tree factory? Pepperidge Farms, Nabisco, or Keebler?
Give me Keebler for the win.
Yeah. Keebler for the win. Congratulations. You just won $100.
All right. Well, hang on the line. We'll get you all set up. It is Tic-Tac-Doe, and make sure you can watch it at 7 o'clock, okay? You got Tic-Tac-Doe. You also have Bingo Blitz, and that is on Game Show Network, 7 o'clock. Game Show Network, thank you so much. We're glad they teamed up with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just glad it wasn't the show Cops that teamed up with us.
Live PD.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Stacey Bartrow is helping us out. Tori is on maternity leave, and she's come in, and we've worked with Stacey before in a lot of different ways. She did traffic with us for a while. She's worked in our building for off and on for quite a few years with us.
Yeah, I think it was the year of 1900.
No.
The year of our Lord.
Wait a minute.
But
we love her.
There's a couple things I want to share with you about Stacey. She came in this morning, and we were doing a little catching up, and I've told some people about this story. But about a month ago, I was on vacation with my family in Italy, and it was near the end of our vacation at night. I was walking along on this black pavement sidewalk, and they have these black concrete park benches.
And that still shocks me because I've heard you talk about going on vacation. You just sit in your hotel room on your computer all day.
No, so. We went to a restaurant.
I know. It was nice that you got out.
I got to eat.
Oh, that's true.
But as we're walking back from the restaurant, I was taking in the sights, and I managed to walk into this solid concrete park bench.
She's been laughing all morning.
Fell down and broke my shoulder in two places.
I know.
I've told this story. In fact, we posted pictures of how bruised up and battered I was.
Serious fall.
And on the internet and everything. So what does Stacey do? Instead of saying, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry," she just starts cackling.
Immediately.
She's been laughing all morning long.
My first question was, did Jamie laugh?
She wanted to know if my wife laughed at me when it happened.
Well, when people fall, a lot of times you start to giggle, even if it looks serious.
You see it, but I mean, in this case, she's just hearing about it and seeing my bruised arm. And instead of like, you know, "Oh, I'm so sorry," she just cackles.
In all fairness, I did say, "Oh my goodness." And then I was like,
That's what you got to do. That little pause, like, and then laugh.
And what's funny, though, she knows you. So we've worked so long together. She's like, "Oh, of all the people that deserve a good fall."
Oh, thank you.
Exactly. No. But I'm picturing this in my mind, and I'm just, it's making me laugh even more.
She's the only person that laughed. Yeah. Of anyone I've told, you're the only person that has laughed, especially like that.
I really am sick and twisted.
And I'm sure she's not the only one that wanted to.
But you know, after you're thinking about it, I didn't envision him actually doing it and him like going, "Whoa."
I didn't do that. It wasn't like that. It was like I was vertical 1 millisecond and I was horizontal the next. I just went boom.
Okay, so it didn't happen in slow motion?
No, it was like just instantaneous. Okay. That's why I hit so hard. I broke my shoulder in two places.
Well, let's see if I can redeem myself for laughing. Because okay, I brought a present because I wasn't sure how this was going to go because it's been so long since we've all been together. I was like, I could really bomb this thing or I could be okay.
And we're still figuring that out.
I know. It's okay. I was like, but I'll diffuse the situation any way it goes by bringing a present.
Right.
You're bringing us a present.
Yes, I'm bringing you a present. Oh. So I was listening yesterday and Tom has this really good knack for griping about stuff.
That's something I'm talented at.
No, that's his gift to the world.
It is. Yes. It's a talent and a skill. And God bless you, Tom.
Thank you.
You're so good at it. So you were talking about your cheese balls. And I know you guys are just like, oh, the cheese balls. And you're complaining that there's not enough cheese.
They don't put as much cheese on them anymore.
I don't know. I think your taste buds have just become so used to the cheese. It's like
your
callus. Yeah.
They look lighter yellow to me.
He's got calluses on his tongue. That's a lot of yellow spots.
Hush, I think she's about to give me some cheese balls.
Oh. Yeah.
I hit about 5 stores last night because I was looking for these things specifically for you, but I wanted to give to everybody.
Oh, good.
Hopefully you haven't had these. These are Utz. Okay. Maybe Utz can redeem themselves. It's the white
cottontails. White cheddar cheese balls.
Oh my God.
Open them up, try them. They're brand new.
All right.
You know what? When I saw cotton, I'm like, is it cotton candy?
You know what? I've actually had these once, and you know what's awesome about them? They don't turn your fingers orange. They have the same flavor, but they're white cheddar, so they don't turn your fingers orange.
I mean, if you have cheddar balls, you want to go.
Call a doctor.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my. I missed out of that.
Yeah. I feel like I'm Tom right now.
I feel like I'm me too.
Those are good.
They're very good.
I mean, but I will say this. Here. They need more white.
No. I got a bag of the house.
They need more white cheddar on
it. They could use a little more.
Are you serious?
I think so.
Oh, my God.
I think these are better than the yellow ones, though, when they're low on cheddar.
I do like these better than the yellow ones.
I was hoping y'all didn't, so you'd give me your bags,
real
too.
Honestly,
these were $4.59 a bag.
They were on sale, so I'm telling everyone now, they're on sale at Publix, 2 for $7.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
That is like a deal.
Do you want me to give you money?
No, but you got to get them because it's only for a limited time. They only come out around Easter.
Yeah.
And something else. But I was thinking about your cheese and your cheese balls, Tom.
Thank you.
And
you should really see HR.
Well, I was going to Google it, and I've not had a chance to do that yet. But you know, with some kinds of the popcorn that they have out there, they have the little packs of cheese. Or you could get, you know, like the Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Okay.
The powdered kind.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You could just go ahead, buy the Kraft macaroni and cheese and your Utz cheese balls and put the cheese from the macaroni and cheese on the top of your balls.
That's an idea.
I shouldn't have to do that.
I know.
They went cheap on me. They just started cutting back on the amount of cheese they put on them.
They actually make popcorn seasonings in little, spice containers.
Yeah.
Different flavors. And one of them is, the cheddar.
Right. But you have to put like an IV of water in your system because the first ingredient is like salt.
Yeah.
Do you think he's worried about salt?
I actually take blood pressure medicine, so I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I put salt on my Norvasc.
If he's going to eat more, putting salt on your medication.
Yeah.
He's got a salt lick in the middle of his table at home.
Oh, my.
You know what? You've redeemed yourself.
Okay, good.
I should have taken this gift sooner.
Oh, no, I'm glad you didn't because I would have heard the crunch all morning.
Yeah, but you should have heard the fall.
Oh, yeah, that was hilarious. I can see it.
And Hawk left you a little surprise when you walked in.
I did. My baby Jesus. I love it.
Now,
I said it's my...
It's a little Jesus.
Yeah, everybody needs a little Jesus.
Little Jesus.
And listen, this is a great thing, especially for Easter, too. You can go to Amazon and you can buy about 12 or 15, maybe 20 Jesus little guys or little like erasers that you would almost put on the end of a pencil.
Uh-huh.
They're that big, and you just leave them around the office everywhere or leave them around, and you can even have an Easter Jesus hunt if you wanted to with these things.
Amazon,
they'll come in 2 days or less.
She was like, I got a little Jesus. I said, we all got a little Jesus in us. I said, I got mine here. Hawk's sitting over there. Tom's is on his microphone right there.
He jumps every now and then.
We need all the Jesus in this room.
Yeah.
Oh, but I was so happy that this is my Jesus.
You're welcome.
Jesus. And I can
you're
take
welcome.
It, so thank you.
He actually gave my mom one for her missions trip.
Uh-huh.
And the setup, you're supposed to say everyone needs a little Jesus in their life, and then you give them the little Jesus.
Yeah.
So you got a little Jesus
That's
in your
very
life.
Very nice.
Thank you, because I actually need a lot of Jesus.
Yeah. I think there are bigger ones on Amazon if you want to order those.
We have a lot of Jesus in the office.
The before and after Jesus.
Like, how big is your sin?
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.